With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he will visit Beijing next April, and he will be hosting China's President Xi Jinping for a state visit in Washington later in the year. The two leaders spoke by phone this week on a number of topics, including trade, Taiwan, and Ukraine. One of the two West Virginia National Guard members shot in Washington has died. Specialist Sarah Beckstrom was 20 years of age. In the meantime, Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf, also who was shot, remains in critical condition. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and the Premier of Canada's oil-rich province of Alberta agreeing to work toward building a pipeline to the Pacific coast to diversify the country's oil exports beyond the United States. Freedom from an American teenager in Israel.
Mohammed Ibrahim, an American teenager held in Israeli custody for 9 months, has been released and then immediately checked into a hospital. Ibrahim wiped tears away as he was embraced by family members shortly after his release in videos taken by the Kadir family. His father kissed his son and began to cry. The teen was visiting family in the West Bank with his parents when he was arrested at his family's home one night for allegedly throwing rocks at Israeli settlers in the West Bank. In an affidavit, Mohammed said he only confessed to the stone throwing after he was threatened by interrogators with a beating. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Plenty of football action Thanksgiving Day. The National Football League, Green Bay Packers topped the Detroit Lions 31-24. It was the Dallas Cowboys defeating the Kansas City Chiefs 31-28. Cincinnati Bengals over the Baltimore Ravens 32-14. This is SRN News. A New Jersey spa must allow men into women's spaces.
King Spa in Palisades Park bills itself as the largest Korean spa and sauna on the East Coast and caters to both men and women. But they have separate bathrooms and locker rooms, and now that is ending. Superior Court Judge Thomas Sarlo has ruled that King Spa cannot bar men who are living as women from using the women's facilities under terms of New Jersey's non-discrimination statutes. A 35-year-old man sued the business in 2022. Michael Harrington reporting.
Americans are decorating for Christmas, and Moravian stars becoming very popular, but many people who use them don't know they are the product of a persecuted Protestant denomination. Moravians fled persecution by Catholics in what is now the Czech Republic, finding refuge, meanwhile, in Germany in 1722. This is SRN News. Major earthquake in Alaska.
The U.S. Geological Survey says a 6.0 magnitude earthquake has rocked south central Alaska. The quake struck Thursday morning northwest of Anchorage at a depth of about 43 miles. There weren't any immediate reports of significant damage. Alaska is the most earthquake-prone state in the U.S. and one of the most seismically active regions in the world. That's according to the USGS. The state experiences a magnitude 7 earthquake almost yearly. KTUU-TV reported that this quake is the largest to hit the south central part of Alaska since 2021. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A different kind of trouble in Indonesia. There at Sumatra Island, the wake of major flooding and landslides, authorities say dozens of people have died. Many more are missing and feared dead, and now making recovery difficult. More heavy rain in the region. More details at srnnews.com.